awesome. Lisa, it's coming together. Yeah? Taken apart. Yeah. Spread out?
No, the water thing at the bottom taken off.
Oh, it's not getting enough nutrients or something. Sure. I believe it. Looking pretty good. Look at the size of them leaves. Good gravy, that's huge. It's doing good.
Ooh.
Oh, what a nice breeze.
It's from the east.
Yeah. Look at that. See, that one's coming on. That one's getting bigger.
Yeah, but this one turned yellow, so that's
yeah,
not gonna
it might not go much.
But those two are good.
Oh, God. Well, we're going to have to come up with some good pumpkin recipes.
Yep.
This
one in the front is pretty big.
Yeah. You okay, Matt? I'm sorry. Am I tripping over stuff? What?
What's that?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that, man. I'm sorry. Well, it does seem like that Lincoln was a political guy. I know one could come back and say, oh, that makes him bad, and you go, doing what he needed to do. If lawyers want to get ahead, this is how lawyers do it. You know, they tend to go into politics. If they're not more interested in other things. It's like old Dan Lindsay. I tell you, he's kind of a work hard, play hard type of a guy. You know? Good guy. But yeah, if anybody said, oh man, you should do this and you should do that. And I think Dan just likes to have fun. Charity was kind of that sort too, you know. She liked having fun with Dan and then they got married. It's like, oh boy. The fun would flow.
Yeah,
previous one?
Yeah, dumped on me.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I was in the nursing place, nursing family.
Oh, uh-huh.
And she
unloaded her woes, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What'd she think of him? I like Dan. You know, now, I don't want to be married to him. I don't want to be attached to him, but...
It was all about... Dan didn't want to have children. She wanted to have children.
Yeah.
They weren't divorced yet. They weren't separated. And they were charity brothers.
Uh-huh.
Flirty with her husband. But she felt like she was with her husband as long as they didn't
divorce. Yeah, right.
And Charity telling her that Jim wants to have her, you know, Charity's children.
It was kind of messy. I know nobody brings it up, but it's like...
Dan wouldn't give her children, that's why she went out and divorced her. She could have a child. But that's why Dan was divorcing her.
Well, not his kid.
Yeah.
His kid. You know, that's... Everybody had their issues going on there. Yeah, we've just barely been in the war very long at all,
maybe she
huh?
She felt safe because she didn't leave.
Yeah.
And that I wasn't tainted by Charity because it was new. You know?
And you go, well, I kind of know Charity from before when she was a kid.
She didn't.
Yeah, she didn't know that. You go, yeah, I know. She was one of those Collins girls. I said, frankly, I like Joey better, but that's just me.
To me, Charity always seemed shy, withdrawn.
Yeah.
Not very outgoing. So when she got to this with Dan, it's like,
oh my gosh, how's this gonna go? Because you know how Dan is, guy.
Yeah.
Of course, a young hotshot lawyer, you know, had money, he had stuff, and it's still kind of a Dan thing. This is, Dan's got money and he's got stuff. He plays. You go, I don't know how he is as a lawyer. I have no idea. This is all I know of Dan is he goes out and he has a good time. They travel, you know. Never knew a family that had more fun than the Lindsays. Because that's great. Good for them, man. How do I get into that? Is it link stuff? I don't know. Anyway. Oh, yeah, because Dan, I don't think, has ever had any interest in becoming a politician. Because I think he was far more interested in, you know, for all I know, his primary reason for becoming a lawyer was so that he could make good money so that he could play.
Oops.
It's confusing, isn't it, Matt? Sorry. And you go, you know what? He said, as long as everybody's taken care of, nobody's starving, your surplus money is your own to do with whatever you please. Says, as far as I'm aware of, Dan and Charity are generous people. Says, they do a lot of things. Their income has purchase them a lot of ability to do things other people can't do. And you go, that's great. And they do good things with it. I said, I'm not going to, you know, not going to poo-poo them at all. The great thing is they can be of great service to other people because of their resources, and they can have a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
They can do both. Isn't that awesome? Good morning. With me?
No, for sure. Kate.
What does it say?
Kate only helps.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means. Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry. Most of these slogans are like, that's, I don't even know what that means. What are you talking about? It's a weird world.
I think love only helps.
I don't know.
That's why God says love God, love one another, love your neighbor.
Yeah, be nice to him.
This whole hate, hate, hate business is all of the devil.
Well, it's certainly doing a number to the world.
Yeah, and then at the bottom is kiss, hug, kiss, hug.
See, I don't understand. It is. You go, I don't. This is, yeah. So you're going to have to explain to me one day what on earth that means. Because I don't understand. But yet you broadcast it. Keep going.
My heel is already hurting.
Uh-oh.
So I think we're going to go sad.
Oh my gosh.
Just today.
All right.
Just because I have more walking to do.
Sure.
Okay. So.
Oh, I apologize. Yeah, okay.
I don't know what I did yesterday to make it
so. Yeah, half of my stuff I kind of wonder about, and it's really inexplicable. It comes on. If I leave it alone, it goes away. I don't know. I tell you. So yeah, from what I've read so far, which isn't much, says yeah, seems like Lincoln was just kind of a political animal of his time. They said he was probably the first. He actually won the presidency out of a field of four, much more than they allow today, which is probably why they don't allow four anymore, is because Lincoln won with electors only from the North. It's apparently the first time that had happened. But he didn't have one supporter from the South. So I said Lincoln was doing the politically prudent thing, and he was only supporting what his constituents cared about. He said one of the things they didn't care about particularly was slavery. I said he was probably more worried about slavery expanding into the new territories, you know, in the West. He didn't want that to happen anymore.
Yeah.
And a lot of Northerners didn't. But it was always couched in the term of, we wanted it to be a place for poor white people to go to get ahead. I said, if you let slavery come in there, Only rich white people will go in, take over most of the land, right? And then push out all the poor people. That was one of the things about the Homestead Act. That's why in the Homestead Act, you can only file on 160 acres. It was to try to make it so that poor people could finally get land. And they didn't want, you know, large corporations, big corporate plantation types, which was mostly the South, right? Large plantations that were, that mostly used slave labor, and it just made poor white people poor. You know, they didn't have anything. There was no land available, and there was no jobs. All the work was being done by slave labor. You couldn't get just labor jobs. Those were already all taken up. And you're going, yeah, this is kind of a weird thing. And you go, you know, and everybody say, oh, people back then were just evil and weird and nasty. And you're going, no. In fact, there were plenty of efforts trying to handle this. That's why all this new territory out here. I mean, look, how many black people live in Tewkesbury? Count them on one hand. And you're going, and it's not because we haven't. They don't have the same kind of privileges here as they do as anywhere else. It's just not interesting to black people. Once liberated, they don't want to be out here. Oh yeah. It's verdant out there. Oh. They tend to be the labor class in a lot of places, you know. If you need hard labor done, blacks are more willing to do it than whites are. And you go, that's fine. But see, you have to understand, out here you don't have that. We don't really have a labor class out here. There's no labor to be done particularly. It isn't like we're doing intensive farming. In fact, we're not doing any farming practically at all. It's all ranching, and that's more surf job than it is a labor job. Mostly people looking out for stuff to do, you know. It's just not what they've been doing, so they're not really attuned to it. So they don't come out here and do it. When you go, well, why not? And you go, ask them. Nobody's telling them they can or can't. This is now, you know, the book's also starting to get into the fact that Northerners had a certain sensibility about things. They weren't going to mix with the blacks any. They were just going to ignore them. Act like they weren't there. And you go, you know, I said, this part of the country is an expansion of Middle America, you know, kind of that buffer region between the South and the North, and it was mostly disenfranchised white laborers that came here, you know. That was part of the homesteading thing. All of my people who were coming across were basically poor white people, right? That were wanting to get ahead. Of course, then they found out there really wasn't much here. It was all just a bunch of promises that everything was beautiful and wonderful. And it was mostly lies. And most of them moved on, but the other ones said, you know what, well, I guess you could do cattle ranching here. You could do some stuff here. Yeah, when you look at it that way, you go, well, you go, I mean, it doesn't favor black people at all, but I said, there's, you know, can I be honest? White people form the majority of the thing here. In any kind of place where a certain group has a majority, will things tend to go their way? Of course they will. All this other stuff is just weird. Is there going to be race tensions? Yes. Black people might get mad because the special privileges that they're supposed to be getting aren't producing the kind of results that they thought they would, that they were, quote, promised. And so they're angry. White people are getting really tired of the government throwing all kinds of bennies to these people. And it's like, so why aren't these people happy? Why are they still getting into our face and making us miserable? And now we're getting punished for it. And so, yeah, is there going to be race tensions? And you go, oh gosh, yes. How could there not be? You go, so how do you solve it? And you go, people need to start moving into places that suit them better. It says, do the black people need to congregate into places where they can be the dominant majority so that they can have things their way? And you go, probably. Where would that be? And I go, they need to decide that. It says, but here's our problem. It would have worked a lot better under the United States of the past. The strongly federalized, centralized United States of today, it's not so likely to work because they tend to say everything. You know, the whole country needs to become a beautiful place for black people. And you go, where does that leave everybody else? And you go, oh, they have privilege no matter where they are. And you're going, I'm not seeing it. Says, yes, I know, all the CEOs of the major corporations, the vast majority of them are white, and that's not fair. And you go, so the government has this wonderful ability to say, well, we're going to step in, we're going to take control of this stuff, try to even out things. And you go, now this is a place that isn't good for anybody. It coddles people that aren't really doing anything, and it punishes people that are doing something, all in the name of fairness. And you go, that's a bad mix. It says, we need to throw that away and bring back the Constitution, which just says we stay out of people's affairs. If they want to be bigoted, they're free to be bigoted, or whatever, however you want to cast it. Let society worry about this. Don't get government involved. But it is. Is it going to stop? No. It'll just be what it is. That's life.